Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solution Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Yes, welcome everyone. This is the third Saturday wherever you are in the world, unless you are somewhere far out of space, I don't know. We're doing that kind of travel now anyway. So are you prepared? Are you ready? Are you ready to be able to travel not only healthy, but safely? It is so important for our safety as we travel and the knowledge of the areas that we travel to, for us to be able to do that in comfort. As I always say, educationally, travel is the best platform. There are so many opportunities that you can envelop yourself in around the world or even across your own country. Today, we are challenged with so many different pearls as far as travel. But one of the ways to be able to safely travel is to create peace. You know, there are so many conflicts, and conflicts come by different reasons, and a lot of them are there folks that are just not sure about conflict resolution. Here today, we are joined by the peace, the global, yes, I mean, they're everywhere, the Global Peace Organization, HWPL, as they host the 6th annual commemoration of the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War. Wow, what a handful that's going on now as we are in the midst of a war. Nations around the world are participating, and I believe it's over 107 chapters for the HWPL, which, let me tell you what the acronym of HWPL, I have to write it down because it's still, it's more than HWPL, but it's the Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Life. Yes, let us restore life as we go. And today, again, the 6th annual commemoration. So this is still a new platform, but it is not a platform that is going to be gone and forgotten, hopefully never, because we are always, once we're in peace, we'll continue to strive for peace. And so around the world, there are participating persons today in this global effort to institutionalize peace and make war illegal. Yes, some things that are just wrong, and it is illegal if you were to do it as a person, individual. Some of the things that the war leaders have instituted, you would be prosecuted and jailed, and in some places around the world, executed. But it seems like for many various reasons, things are allowed to go on. So now religious leaders have traveled around the world to South Korea to meet with HWPL Chairman Man Hee Lee. I hope I didn't chap that up. And participate in the formation of a legal document, the DPCW, that will bring all nations can adhere to. This would create a legal foundation for sustainable peace and make the world safe to travel without fear or harm. Because who wants to be worried about if I'm going somewhere safe or if there's a challenge or will my bus be hijacked or my plane? Remember years ago, they don't talk about it. Can you imagine living in a country? Just think about it. In your own neighborhood, and someone decides to take over to our listening audience, and I certainly hope that you now, our listening audience, goes and invites others to this show. And if you missed some of it, that's okay.
Recording
it
in progress.
And you could go back and review it over and over again to get the word out. You know, repetition helps, and that's what we need. means we need repetition seed talk to go on so we can fill the void of peace that we are experiencing now. Thank you again, Naima.
Yes, well, thank you for that wonderful introduction. So we're going to share the screen as they show us some scenes of many of the global meetings that have occurred, and many of those who have participated around the world. Let's see if we can bring them on. And so this commemoration here in Chicago is enabling
us to... Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning.
All right, let's see if we
can... Thank you all for joining us today on this very special day for peace. My name is Albert Correa. I'm a representative of HWPL Chicago. And welcome to the 6th annual commemoration of the Declaration of Peace and the Cessation of War. The purpose of today's event is to affirm our resolve for collective efforts and share the major goals regarding institutionalizing peace and building a legal foundation for sustainable peace. In the progression of events today, we will watch a video showcasing the accomplishments of the DPCW, as well as the current and future goals. After this, we will wrap up with a few announcements and then come to a close. During these trying times, with so much going on in the world, how can one bring about peace? Or what can one do? Ladies and gentlemen, let us raise our voices together and through combined efforts, pass on values of peace for the future generations. Let us achieve our goal of establishing a peaceful world. So during this time, we will watch a video, and we will please ask to reflect on oneself and ask the question, what can I do to bring about a peaceful world? Let us watch the video.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to HWPL's 6th annual commemoration of the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War. I am your host, Park Soo-jung.
2016,
the 10 articles and 38 clauses of the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War was proclaimed in Seoul, Republic of Korea. And today, broadcasting from the same place, we commence the 6th annual commemoration online. The care and efforts from across societies planted the seed of peace, and now we are seeing them yield beautiful fruits. From Mindanao, Philippines, to many cities around the globe, people are reserving HWPL Peace Day and building peace monuments. Moreover, in efforts to pass on the values of peace, elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, and universities have introduced peace education. Youth groups and women's groups are leading campaigns, and the religious community is expanding more processes for interaction grounded on harmony and understanding. Meanwhile, on March 1st, HWPL issued a statement on Russia and Ukraine. With deep condolences, our hearts go out to the innocent citizens suffering in Ukraine to make sure we do not repeat such tragedy caused by violent conflict. It is ever more relevant to discuss the theme, institutionalizing peace. I hope that we can achieve the goal together and bring cessation of wars that cause chaos and suffering. Make a culture of peace take root and open an era of global peace. Now, with that hope, today's program will be a chance to affirm our resolve for collective efforts and share the major goals regarding institutionalizing peace, building a legal foundation for sustainable peace. This event carries on the discussions in 2021 regarding concerted action for sustainable peace and offers a more specific approach, institutionalizing peace, which will form a foundation for peace embodied in the DPCW and help a culture of peace further its reach. Also, it will cement the spirit of peace that civil society urges, nurturing all nations and citizens as messengers of peace, and help foster a world of freedom, peace, and love. Fair governance done by law and not by force. The harmonious coexistence of different faiths, peoples, and cultural values. A world free of the grief of wars. It is a vision that can be made reality through the actions of no other than us and everyone who longs for peace. Now, to start off today's commemoration of the 6th anniversary of the DPCW, we have congratulatory messages from the members of the HWPL International Law Peace Committee.
Well, my best regards to all the members that are going to participate in today's event on March the 13th. We are in the borderline of a very historical moment in the human life when two European nations are confronting themselves, one for a hegemonic position and the other to maintain its independence. More than ever, in this border of the Third World War, I will pray to the God of all of us to maintain our main objective, peace for everybody, tranquility, calm, and overall good standard of living for all the European countries who are suffering. But not only for them, but for the other members of the international community are facing a terrible moment. How many people are going to die? How many people are going to suffer? Do we need this terrible controversy? No, we don't. We need to think in other common and more higher level positions, objectives that could prevent humanity from a catastrophic disaster. Please work hard for the program and agenda of the next day, and I wish you a great success. You are very important for the peace of the world, and I hope that through the thought and the learning of Chairman Lee, we will continue working for the objective of peace and the cause of justice. Good luck.
In the occasion of the 6th anniversary of the DPCW, I have the privilege to be one of the peace family around the world. Family founded by this prestigious organization. An organization that has a remarkable role to divulgate the culture of peace in its largest meaning, inclusive to guarantee the rights and the dignity of human beings.
I am delighted to participate in the 6th annual commemoration of the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War. Let us congratulate ourselves on coming together to build a legal foundation for sustainable peace. The precondition for achieving peace is securing people's inalienable rights, which include equality before the law, equal protection of law, non-discrimination, freedom to associate, freedom to assemble, and freedom to express. HWPL has enabled us to combine our efforts to promote peace. Over the past year, HWPL has made significant contribution to projects to promote peace, culture, and education. We need, therefore, to strengthen our movement by involving civil society and strengthening national institutions for preventing violence and promoting and enforcing non-discriminatory laws and policies. We must build stronger and non-discriminatory regional associations with the eventual aim of achieving universality. Let us rededicate ourselves to work together for the institutionalization of peace. Thanks.
Dear members of the Global Peace family, it is my great honor and pleasure to be with you today online during the occasion of the 6th commemoration of the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War in the context of the institutionalization of peace. In the world's ongoing crisis, governments question themselves what kind of action would be the best action to take in order to overcome the emergency crisis. The need for human development by overcoming the public health emergency, climate change, economic decline, restrictions on human rights, brings us to the point of how these burdens are solved by the institution of the government. Much of the burdens of the work is therefore on the side of the government. And so it is important what are the priorities in their institutional agenda. Until we will not be able to solve the present crisis, peace will be in a long distance in front of us. Finding a stability within all the crises in the present world is not an easy task, and it requires a lot of knowledge and wisdom. The question of security has become more and more important in the contrast of the institutionalization of peace. Enjoyment of human rights together with peace in the emergency crisis requires even more specific action and balanced will by the government within their framework of responsibility to deal with the crisis. This requires not only a good communication strategy from the side of the government about the crisis in the world, but it also requires a will to establish new programs for prevention of such crisis in the light of the stability, human security, de facto protection of human rights as a precondition of peace. Only when human beings feel safe, peace is becoming more visible. Cooperation of governments, for example, within the United Nations, requires a common will to apply their international law obligations, which can be done through different programs on a national level. Such programs should include a plan of action for peace, thus promoting friendly relations among nations. In this framework, political and administrative leaders, as well as the private sector, play a central role in creating a common vision for a peaceful world. Thank you.
Dear delegates, at the 6th annual commemoration of the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War, these are challenging times in which we live. The effects of the COVID pandemic are still being felt worldwide, and now we face an unprecedented situation in Europe with the emergence of a new war in Ukraine that we can only hope will end quickly and with as few casualties as possible. At times like this, it becomes ever more obvious why we must strive for new solutions to promote global peace. I commend HWPL and Chairman Lee for allotting their resources, their energy and their passion in supporting projects designed to improve the array of tools available to international actors to secure a lasting peace in our world. Hopefully with tools like this, we may look forward to a brighter future. Thank you so much, and I wish you all a very happy March 14th.
The commitment to peace must be a universal and omnitemporal effort. The search for peace begins with the individual, continues in families, schools, cities, and countries, and transcends peoples, nations, and continents. For the past 6 years, women and men from different parts of the world, from different cultures and traditions, have gathered in Seoul to say that there is no good war, nor a bad peace. In times of crisis, like the one we are experiencing now, dialogue and international law are the surest path for long-lasting peace. may world leaders pay attention to the inalienable values of humanitarian law and human rights and quickly return to the path where there is no room for aggression and there is no room for the strongest to step on the most vulnerable. I am happy to participate in the 6th annual commemoration of the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War. For achieving peace, it is necessary to secure people's inalienable rights, which include inter alia, equality before the law, full protection of the law, non-discrimination, freedom to associate, freedom to assemble, and freedom to express. HWPL has made it possible for us to combine our efforts to promote peace. HWPL has made essential contributions to projects to promote peace, culture, and education. We need the effort to strengthen national institutions for preventing violence and promoting and enforcing non-discriminatory laws and policies. Let us continue to work together for the institutionalization of peace. Thank you.
Thank you. As the ILPC members remarked, I hope that we can bring concerted efforts as one toward institutionalizing peace, strong and fair, and build societies free of discrimination or violence, where every person is equal before the law. Next, we will invite two peace messengers to hear from them. First, Professor Romel Santos Diaz, President of the Dominican Federalist Foundation, will present a case study of the DPCW Handbook Education Project to institutionalize peace.
From the Dominican Republic, we want to present a case study of the DPCW Handbook Project for institutionalizing peace and present you all our speech in this DPCW commemoration. To Chairman Lee, the directors of HWPL, and esteemed guests, I appreciate the opportunity to speak at HWPL's 6th annual commemoration of the DPCW about the path our work has taken for the DPCW in the Dominican Republic. I believe that the DPCW is a document of universal value. It is a vital and ideal document to be incorporated into primary and university education programs with the objective and purpose of providing guidance to citizens about peace as a global movement. In addition, it is a document that can strengthen the rule of law and protect fundamental human rights. The beginning of our work with HWPL dates back to 2018 with a trip to Washington, D.C. to participate in the 48th General Assembly of the Organization of American States, where we met several of the members of HWPL's international team. Currently, I've had the honor of coordinating important dialogues on the DPCW, connecting HWPL with students from INCE University and the Autonomous University of Santo Domingo, which are two of the best universities in our country. We have worked with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Attorney General's Office of the Dominican Republic to provide feedback on the Dominican state's decision-making for public policies on citizen security and human rights with the DPCW as a guide. We have formed a strong NGO coalition to support the DPCW, and we have presented the DPCW to important non-governmental organizations to support the process of institutionalizing the DPCW in the Dominican Republic. An important factor for our work in the Dominican Republic is the DPCW handbook in schools and universities, and at the same time, we are working with civil society organizations and non-governmental organizations. Currently, many professors from different universities are expressing interest and requesting to teach these materials and have DPCW training with their classes. We are in the process of institutionalizing the trainings of the GPTW manual so that they will not be administered once, but will be part of the International Law University curriculum to help instill in the minds of our future leaders the importance of uniting our voices to promote peace through legislation.
La importancia de unir nuestras voces para promover la paz a través de la legislación. Actualmente,
currently, we are working with the Dominican Republic's Senate and the Chamber of Deputies to approve the resolution in support of the GPTW, which was drafted by the coalition with comments from HWPL.
En apoyo a la declaración de paz y seguridad.
We are preparing communiques for the President of the Dominican Republic, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and the Secretary of the Organization of American States to request support for the GPTW throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. I have the honor to introduce within the framework of the annual commemoration of the GPTW, the non-governmental organizations that have formed a coalition to support the GPTW in the Dominican Republic. It is a diverse group of civil society organizations that support the GPTW in the Dominican Republic. It forms strategic alliances in the long run to obtain support for the GPTW and HWPL by other organizations, the government, and their key institutions. For example, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Culture, and the Ministry of Youth. The organizations are as follows. Commission for the Inter-American Democratic Charter, Dominican Federalist Foundation, National Foundation for Democracy, Dominican Organization for Studies and Promotion of International Relations, Institute of Lawyers for the Protection of the Environment and Natural Resources, Family Restoration Help Center, Dominican Literacy Foundation, Horizon of Light Foundation, Dominican Network for Democracy, and the Dominican Coalition in Support for the International Criminal Court. We once again thank HWPL and Chairman Lee for their tireless efforts to spread the true message of peace, not only in our country, but throughout the world. As we continue to work to institutionalize GPTW training at the university level, build and strengthen our CSO coalition, and advocate for the GPTW at the national level through communiques and meetings with officials and legislative resolutions, I hope that our passion, plans, and progress in the Dominican Republic can be an inspiration for everyone present today. We will continue to be the hands and feet of HWPL and Chairman Lee to create a world of freedom, peace, and love that we can leave to our future generations, starting here in the Dominican Republic as an example for the world.
Thank you for the
speech. The stories about the GPTW handbook training and collaboration with civil organizations showed us the efforts taking place in Dominica to incorporate the GPTW into the institution on multiple fronts. Now, we will hear from Imam Shafiq Nulan of Westridge Mosque in South Africa on the value of the GPTW for religious peace and institutionalization.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Greetings of love, peace, mercy, and blessings to our family and messengers of peace around the world. I am Maulana Shafiq Nolan from Mitchell Plain, South Africa, and I have been a participant at the HWPL WOP office for a number of years now. I am thrilled and very excited to be communicating with you at this very auspicious occasion of the 6th commemoration of Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War. Dear friends, it is the unfortunate reality that peace to many is only a fantasy. In many parts of the world, women, children, elderly, and men alike they are crying desperately for the end of war and oppression. Some have given up on the dream of equal peace for all. Others still believe it is within their human reach, even though they don't know anything else but destruction, mayhem, and wars. It should be the mission of all sectors of our global society to aspire to the realization of the DPCW. Article 8 and 9 of the DPCW emphasizes the importance of peace between religions and the cessation of religious conflict. The monthly scripture dialogue hosted by HWPL particularly aims to create a platform to break down misunderstandings of religious scripture and practices, mirroring the values expressed in the DPCW. I have engaged in many interfaith platforms. However, Walk Office is the first one that I have committed myself to on a continuous basis. Initially, I did not know what to expect from the Walk Office, but after getting involved in many peace activities of HWPL, the Peace Walks, and the Peace Summit in Korea, it became very clear that there is a noble purpose with a clear goal to create religious harmony and global peace. At that moment, I resolved that this is something that I have to be a part of. As a Muslim and a representative of Islam in the Warp Office, there were occasions where I had a particular understanding and a particular view on a given subject. The discussions and dialogue inspired me to dig in very deep into my own scripture and develop a holistic view in line with the Islamic teachings. This shows as religious leaders we can learn from each other and through discussion create understanding amongst religious leaders for the purpose of ending religious misunderstanding. These experiences we take to our congregation and encourage them with the same mindset, not to seek for differences but to seek for understanding. An example of this is when we hosted the Warp Office at our mosque. After the session, I had congregants expressing how thought-provoking and interesting the views from other panelists were. This is indeed the culture that emanates from the vision of Warp Office, which influences people of faith to instill within them the culture of religious harmony, institutionalizing sustainable peace, and achieving a culture where people of faith understand the importance of communication and consistently interact with people of different religions, or people of scripture, come to a common word and understanding which is the same between us. Fellow peace messengers, we are living in an age of information explosion, where accurate and inaccurate information is readily available to anyone. It is our collective duty as religious leaders to lead our congregants with accurate information and ensure that we advance the true objectives of our scripture. For indeed, all heavenly revealed scriptures have a common goal for all mankind, and that is, apart from others, to inspire wholesome and peaceful living with closeness to the Almighty. The newsletter and Warp Offers journals that HWPL has sent globally to people of faith is a wonderful initiative that is vital in achieving the institutionalization of peace within religion. It has the potential to discredit any incorrect narrative that may be portrayed in the media or people's minds about other religions. As I have been informed, this initiative has encouraged leaders who had not previously participated in the Warp Offers to join and engage in scripture dialogue, further expanding the work of peace and religious harmony. This initiative is an essential mechanism to serve the purpose of realizing mutual understanding and mutual respect for each other's faith. As a faith leader from the Islamic faith, I wish to commend HWPL for the wonderful platform of Warp Offers. And during the lockdown, where we could not meet, this online platform was facilitated in order to forward the work of peace, where religious leaders as well as the global community could converge for the common objective of realizing peace. Warp Office is growing and expanding despite these challenges that we face. I will continue to work to grow this peace initiative, and we advise everyone to do the same. As faith leaders, we need to stay committed and march forward relentlessly for the sake of peace until its realization. Together with HWPL, let all be the voice of peace for the voiceless and the hope for the hopeless. I thank you all most kindly and greet you with the greeting of universal peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Thank you very much for that speech. Imam Nolan spoke about institutionalizing peace for sustainable peace and religious harmony achieved through an organic interfaith exchange and interaction. This time, we will invite John Romel Garces, Chief Branch Manager of HWPL Philippines Branch. Mr. Garces will talk about the strongest foundation for achieving peace, institutionalization of HWPL peace education in the Philippines.
Greetings of peace. I am John Romel Garces, the Chief Branch Manager of HWPL in the Philippines. In line with the title of the strongest foundation in achieving world peace, institutionalization of HWPL peace education in the Philippines, we would like to share the example of how peace education is being adopted in the Philippines. In June 2013, Chairman Lee Manhi conducted his first visit in the Philippines. He received an advice to extend HWPL's works of peace in Mindanao, the most conflicted region in the Philippines. 6 months later, Chairman Lee led the Mindanao Peace Agreement, represented by Archbishop Fernando Capalla and Honorable Ismael Mangudanado. This signified the beginning of the work of HWPL in the Philippines. This eventually led to the establishment of the first HWPL Peace Monument in the Philippines. Chairman Lee says, peace is planted in each person's heart through this peace monument. Therefore, the establishment of peace monument is also part of peace education. In January 24 was proclaimed as HWPL Peace Day in the province of Maguindanao in honor of the Mindanao Peace Agreement. The engagements of HWPL in Mindanao quickly spread out, reaching even the leadership of the Moro Islamic Liberation Front, an Islamic group in Mindanao region who fought for self-determination for over 40 years. Chief Minister Ahod Ibrahim, motivated by HWPL peace movement, he then established the second peace monument in Camp Darapanan of the MILF and declared January 24 as HWPL Peace Day. Meanwhile, another unprecedented peace movement was launched by HWPL when the 10 Articles and 38 Clauses of DPCW was proclaimed in the Republic of Korea. Through this, the concept of Article 10, spreading the culture of peace through peace education, was intensified. Moving forward, through the Cotabato State University, which is under CHED, Dr. Ronald Adamat was invited to join the Third Warp Summit, and from then on, he decided to work together with HWPL. By January 2018, HWPL and CHED signed an MOA during the 26th World Peace Tour of Chairman Lee. This has become a huge step in institutionalizing peace education in the Philippines. This led to the release of CHED Memorandum Order No. 1, Series of 2019, an order mandating all higher educational institutions to integrate peace education in their respective curricula.
Being a peace advocate, I have strongly and consistently supported HWPL's vision of establishing world peace through reunification and cessation of wars and hostilities among peoples and nations. In 2019, I initiated in CHED the issuance of CMO No. 1. This particular CMO mandated all higher education institutions in the country to introduce to our students the relevance and significance of peace in relation to nation building, development, and international relations. I wanted that every Filipino student renounce war and work for the cessation of hostilities as espoused by HWPL.
Efforts to reach out to basic education through DepEd started in Cotabato City, Mindanao, in the fourth quarter of 2018. Pilot testing and contextualization, the most important part of integration process of HWPL peace education into the education system, were first conducted through the cooperation of the DepEd Schools Division of Cotabato City. And in February 6, 2020, an MOA was signed between HWPL and DepEd Cotabato City. While gaining this great momentum for peace education, the pandemic strikes the whole world. This was the most difficult moment, but instead of slowing down, we doubled the efforts and made the world faster. HWPL Peace Education Philippines launched the Voice of Peace, a platform for volunteer teachers to be trained and exercise their profession, catering the greatly affected students who were forced to stay home due to the pandemic. From July 30, 2020 to February 6, 2021, the Voice of Peace produced 52 students empowered with 12 education lessons that was taught by 19 volunteer teachers. Because of the positive response of the education sector as well as the students, HWPL intensified the training of teachers, raising them to be peace educators to cater more students. From January 2021 to present, HWPL Philippines hosted 10 training programs, trained 2,079 teachers, and became peace educators. And through them, 36 schools are now implementing peace education in their curriculum, which covers about 23,000 students. These sincere efforts bore fruits in the heart of the Filipino and was acknowledged by the DepEd, eventually leading to more partnership. HWPL was introduced to the National Office of DepEd and received the support in implementing peace education initiatives in the basic education.
As an important tool in promoting peace education, we have also piloted peace education in Pila District through HWPL, emphasizing the integration of peace, nonviolence, conflict resolution, social justice, economic well-being, practical participation, and environmental concerns.
The Department of Education is definitely supportive of efforts to ensure that the learners become peace-loving Filipinos. Definitely, we have partners from the division offices, schools especially, and even from the private schools working with your team in making sure that peace education collaborations are effectively implemented.
Moreover, HWPL was invited to be part of the national working group, including CHED regional directors, to implement peace education to all colleges and universities in the Philippines, as stipulated in CHED Memorandum Order No. 1, Series of 2019.
To the peace educators of the HWPL, your vision to enlighten students and cultivate talented individuals with the values and spirit of peace, who can in turn play a pioneering role in spreading the culture of peace, is indeed admirable and commendable.
Philippines is comprised of 17 regions. So far, we have an MOU with Region 2 and Region 10, total of 65 partner colleges and universities. We are targeting to reach out all the 17 regions in 2022. Moreover, Dr. Adamat, the champion of peace education, initiated another great move as he convinced CHED to propose January 24 as National Peace Day. If approved, all the colleges and universities in the 17 regions of the Philippines will celebrate this Peace Day.
In 2021, I convinced CHED to call on President Rodrigo Duterte to declare January 24 as regular holiday, being National Peace Day. The CHED Commission in Bank has issued an endorsement to President Duterte, urging him to declare January 24 as National Peace Day. That will provide for simultaneous celebration and observance of peace through peace activities, events, and ceremonies by all instrumentalities and agencies of government, including the private sector.
Every peace monument has its own story. The third peace monument in Cotabato City was erected inside the Christian and Muslim community, and they melted the weapon as a strong symbol of community transformation from war to peace. The fourth peace monument in Barangay Post, Ilocos Norte, was erected through the volunteer teacher of peace education that touches the hearts of the students, eventually to their parents, and to the whole community. The entire community contributed according to their capacity, and so they have established the peace monument. Lastly, the fifth peace monument in Siniloan Integrated National High School is the first peace monument inside the school campus. The government and private sector, as well as the teachers, work together to establish the monument that will inspire and transform the students from generation to generation.
Mindanao used to be a chaotic place. I am so happy to see the peace monument at Camp Tarapana. Now, I am donating this gun of mine for the sake of peace in this place. The people in my organization are delighted to see this peaceful landmark established here in our area.
The DPCW Article 10 Spreading the Culture of Peace have paved the way for peace education to reach the hearts of every learner. Therefore, we envision every school, colleges, universities, all across the globe, starting in the Philippines, will nurture the students and embed peace education in their hearts and minds. Eventually, the leaders of the next generation will rise up and will lead the world with peace and love. I myself witnessed how Mindanao have changed. I once asked a child, living in Mindanao, what is peace for you? He answered, peace is the gun because it gives us protection. Even for Filipinos, we are hesitant to go to Mindanao because of the image of wars and conflicts. But I saw how Chairman Lee carried out his peace works in Mindanao without hesitation, and I myself have been changed. Now we can tell a different story. We may confidently say the new definition of peace. Peace is education. Peace is DPCW. Everyone, join me in declaring we are one.
Thank you. Building on the foundations for implementing peace education in the Philippines, Mr. Garces shared plans to promote the values of peace and to ensure that DPCW Article 10, Spreading a Culture of Peace, gets passed on through generations. Since its declaration in 2016, the DPCW gave birth to a number of peace campaigns across the globe. We have seen peace movements bring promising signs across diverse countries, religions, and cultures. Take a look at clips from the scene of peace building.
Why do we call for peace? In the midst of constant conflict with no end in sight, where we are desperate for peace in our lives, we call for peace today to leave a legacy of sustainable peace for future generations. HWPL, 6th Annual Commemoration of the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War. After the DPCW was proclaimed on the 14th of March, 2016, the DPCW handbook was made. Recognizing the need for the DPCW, law students across the globe utilized the handbook to propose practical policies for the government and engage in a wide range of discussions to institutionalize peace. Religious leaders are realizing the value of Articles 8 and 9 of the DPCW through the WARP office discussions, and there are consistent efforts to expand the established WARP offices throughout the world in order to institutionalize religious peace. HWPL Peace Education carries Article 10 of the DPCW, Spreading a Culture of Peace, into action by training HWPL peace educators who will go on to teach students about peace. Efforts to institutionalize peace education will continue through the implementation of peace education in schools worldwide in order to foster peaceful citizens who can achieve and maintain peace even in the midst of conflict. In order to support and promote the DPCW, youth and women are finding and trying different ways to achieve tangible peace in their respective locations. The recent ceremony marking the 8th anniversary of the civilian-led peace agreement in Mindanao, Philippines, demonstrated a remarkable achievement of peace. Students who underwent peace education led the establishment of a peace movement, and the country's agency in charge of higher education is implementing the HWPL peace education. Also, the leaders from different walks of life that joined the 8th anniversary proposed to recommend the designation of the 24th of January as a national holiday of the Philippines to the president this year. As a model of institutionalization through the DPCW, we hope to see more cases like that of Mindanao, Philippines throughout the world. Why do we call for peace? To leave a legacy of sustainable peace for future generations. HWPL.
Thank you. I think that gives us a glimpse to the power of institutionalizing peace that can transform the perspective on peace held by individuals, communities, and the global society. Even at this moment, there are people taking the initiative to build a beautiful world of peace. At the forefront are 5 million youths working together with the International Peace Youth Group in the center. This time, we will hear from Chung Young Min, the General Director of IPYG. Please welcome him with a big round of applause.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Chung Young Min,
the General Director of IPYG. Today marks the 6th year since the DPCW was proclaimed to the whole world. It is a pleasure to be here to celebrate the proclamation of the DPCW, which proposes a practical solution to world peace. We promise to establish an international law for cessation of war and world peace at the HWPL World Peace Summit in 2014. And on this day, in 2016, the DPCW, which was drafted by the HWPL International Law Peace Committee and Chairman Lee Mon-hee, was proclaimed to the world. Since then, we have been urging different levels of civic society as well as heads of state to support the DPCW. For the past 2 years, the pandemic has suspended or completely stopped many systems, including social order, and we faced many difficulties and conflict. However, it is now time to resolve those conflicts and prepare a way forward with a new standard and principle to achieve peace. The DPCW, which we are commemorating today, clearly proposes the direction we must take as humanity in this post-pandemic era. This document states the peace principles and related actions that the international society, each nation, and civic society must take in order to achieve world peace. By keeping these principles, we can prevent local and international conflicts, and global citizens will be able to internalize the value system of peace and peacefully resolve conflicts to maintain a society of peace. DPCW is the answer and principle of peace that holds these values. So I can confidently say that this is the law of peace that everyone must follow, regardless of the times. IPYG has also been working with youth around the world in order to raise awareness of the importance of the DPCW. I would like to introduce our activities as well as our future direction. IPYG has been working with organizations from 119 countries, and although we have conducted valuable projects with countless youth, we always thought there was no platform where we could bring the youth together. Last year, IPYG hosted YEPW in 55 countries so youth from different nations could cooperate. Over 2,000 youth leaders actively participated in coming up with solutions to critical issues faced by society and proposed creative ideas and cooperation plans to overcome various problems that youth face, including education, healthcare, human rights, and violence. This year, IPYG will scale YEPW based on our experience from last year so that more youth can engage and cooperate. Our goal is to eventually establish a youth council in every country. This year, we will establish regular YEPW meetings in 30 countries so that IPYG and the youth leaders of that country can gather. And the opinions of the youth gathered during the workshops will be shared with each government to establish the youth role as a pillar to achieving peace. When the YEPW is hosted in each country and the youth council is established, it will improve the culture of peace in Article 10 of the DPCW to institutionalize peace. Everyone, please give your attention to the youth of IPYG who are cooperating closely to create a new normal era of peace. I believe that a sustainable world of peace can be realized if the youth, the leaders of the upcoming era, lead the work to institutionalize the peace work of HWPL in each country. Let us continue to go forward for this goal. If the world's youth and citizens come together, we can create a sustainable world of peace and leave it to the future generations as a legacy. IPYG will prove to the family members of peace that peace can be institutionalized through the May 25th and September 18th events by sharing our ongoing plans and achievements. Lastly, to all the family members of peace, I hope for the health and safety of your nations during this pandemic era. We are always one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chung shared IPYG's plans for a full-fledged YEPW activity, forming a youth committee that will represent the youth population of each country to promote a culture of peace and institutionalize peace. I hope that the youth can take the lead and accelerate the process of building a world of lasting peace. Next is the group that works as the two wings of HWPL alongside IPYG and leads women's peace movements, bringing the global community of women together, empowering women, and putting the spirit of peace to action. The IWPG's chairwoman is working hard to realize a world of peace with a motherly heart. We will have the remarks of Ms. Yoon Hyun-soo, the chairwoman of IWPG. Please welcome her with a warm round of applause.
Greetings, family of peace. I am Yoon Hyun-soo, the chairwoman of IWPG. It has already been 6 years since HWPL declared the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War. I am sincerely pleased to meet all the peace families at this commemoration. Not long after hearing about the bloodshed in Myanmar, we were again exposed to the plight of Ukraine. A British Anglican Archbishop said, "I pray to the God of peace and justice for the citizens of Ukraine today." And another wrote, "I pray for a peaceful resolution between the world leaders responsible for this attack." With celebrating the 6th annual commemoration of the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War, let's think about what this declaration means to us today. HWPL Chairman Lee said that the DPCW is the answer given by heaven to cease war and achieve peace. Even at this moment, many people must be praying earnestly for Ukraine. I believe that the answer to that prayer is the 10 articles and 38 clauses of the DPCW. This declaration, which contains international norms to end war, addresses the causes of war and suppresses the outbreak of war, and also mentions follow-up measures to ensure that the world continues after war is ceased. In 2018, an MOU was signed between the Center BBS, International Center for Black Sea Baltic Studies, and HWPL, continuing the support of numerous countries and organizations, as well as former and current presidents and people from all over the world who agree to the need for the establishment of DPCW. This MOU was a promise that the two organizations would work closely together to cease war and achieve world peace. The Center BBS was established to respond to conflicts and threats occurring in the Baltic Black Sea region. The advisory committee is composed of former presidents of Ukraine, Poland, Estonia, Bulgaria, and Romania. The two organizations gave priority to the resolution of disputes through peaceful methods and pledged to cooperate in the future to maintain peace on the Korean Peninsula and in the Baltic Black Sea region as well as around the world. But last month, war broke out in this area. Our dear members and precious children are dying in Kyiv, Ukraine, where an IWPG branch is located. The greatest victims of war are women and young people. The current international law cannot stop war, even if innocent people are dying. Everyone. Even after knowing this, will you just keep watching the limitations of current international law that enables war if deemed necessary? A war that should not have occurred is unfolding right before the eyes of our families. Now is the time to change international law. Responsible leaders of each country must move so that a new international law that will fundamentally prevent war can be enacted. I would like to make a request to the heads of states of all countries of the world. I sincerely ask for your swift action so that the DPCW can be established as an international law by the United Nations so that a sustainable peace can be realized. For me, who is living in a divided country that is under ceasefire rather than a ceased war, the tragic reality of wars in other countries is even more heartbreaking. Our wish is not war, but a world of peace where we and our children can live safely. Therefore, IWPC, a wing of HWPL, is working hard to support and urge for the establishment of international law of APCW, together with all branches and members. Whether today will be the prelude to the new Cold War, or the end of the war lies in the hands of those who long for peace. If the DPCW, the only peace law that excludes the interests of any specific country, is established as an international law, the world of peace, the cessation of war will be a reality and not just a dream. Now, a new era no one has ever experienced is unfolding. In order to legally institutionalize the era of cessation of war, families of peace are also preparing with a sense of duty. Everyone here today, I ask you to complete your mission and duty as a messenger of peace until the day peace is achieved. We are a family of peace. We are one.
Thank you for the speech. Ms. Yu said the DPCW is the single bill of peace that excludes weighing interest to any particular group and urged for great effort to the international community to introduce the DPCW as part of international law. We hope that a world with war prevention and lasting peace will realize soon. Now, we will hear from Chairman Lee of HWPL. Chairman Lee has proclaimed the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War and is leading innovative peace projects globally, including peace education and religious harmony. Please welcome him with a round of applause.
Greetings to family joining the March 14th HWPL 6th Annual Commemoration of Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War from around the world. Greetings again. I am pleased to see all of you. The Earth is a very precious place that is essential to all of us, humanity. HWPL has been working to end wars and create peace on this Earth so that it can be a lasting legacy for future generations. Today marks the 6th anniversary of one of such efforts. Dear family of peace, I believe we still have the determination and the resolve to bring wars to an end and leave a legacy of peace for future generations. We have been advocating that everyone, regardless of who they are, should join the family of peace and become messengers of peace. Isn't that so? However, at one place in the world, an unwanted war is going on. When a war is fought, who dies? It's the young people who lose their lives. I cannot but say that this is a barbaric act. Why must they cause such a conflict instead of living in their own countries? There is one thing I would like to say in this regard, and it's not for the sake of boasting. The Philippines is a country with a population of more than 120 million people. Unfortunately, a war continued for over four decades between two groups of people living on the land marked by different religions, Catholicism and Islam. Over 120,000 people died as a result. How could this be? Not only that, they say over 80% of all conflicts in the world involve religious causes. Could this be true religion? Should religion be a source of conflicts and disputes? Shouldn't it be religion of love that saves people? However, in the Philippines, there was a conflict between people who followed Catholicism and Islam as their religion. But why couldn't they resolve it? It's something to think about. One day, a Catholic leader from Mindanao, Philippines, came to see me to make a request. He asked me to come and lead a peace movement there. And sometime after receiving such a request, I was able to go to Mindanao, Philippines. There, I invited two local representatives. I also invited school professors. The big hall was packed with people. I asked them, everyone, do you want peace or do you want war? Raise your hand if you want war. Then I said, raise your hand if you want peace. I told the two leaders of Catholicism and Islam, please say what you would like to say, and let's decide whether we will let this conflict continue or live together in love, helping each other hand in hand. Let's come to an agreement today. That's what I said. And as you see now, everyone wants peace. Isn't that so? War kills people. This should not happen. More than 120,000 people died, and I asked the two leaders, what is the reason that leaders don't die in the war? And what could compensate for that? What could possibly compensate for them? I also asked whether it was the will of their God to fight and kill people. And that day, I brought with me an agreement that had been drafted. It was an agreement to work towards ending the conflict. And I asked the representatives to sign it before God and the people of the world. So, they made the promise. What happened next? They brought me a sickle, which symbolized returning to daily life instead of war. And surprisingly enough, there is a similar passage in the second chapter of Isaiah in the Bible. They brought me the sickle as a sign that they would not continue fighting. They also made this known to their president and people as well. So this was a case where HWPL's effort brought peace to a region in conflict. The 24th of January, the day when the agreement was signed, was declared as the HWPL Day to commemorate the event every year. It was celebrated this year as well. And they even said that they want to celebrate it as a national holiday. Then, our peace movement does not go in vain, but it is successful. We have established peace monuments in different countries, appointed peace educators, and provided our peace education to schools around the world by sending them teaching materials. Have you heard about this news? We have been making these efforts to create a peaceful world without war. If people of religion talk about heaven only with their lips, but fight and kill others in reality, how could this be called true religion? This should not happen again. I have gone around the world for peace work. I have met with former and current heads of state, chief justices, and speakers of parliaments in different countries. What I said to them was, let's end wars now and work together to achieve peace. Will you join us or not? Everyone agreed to join. So I asked them to sign an agreement which I brought signed by them. This is what I've done in countries around the world. Has this kind of work done before? I'm not trying to boast, but the conflict in Mindanao could not be resolved either. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think this kind of work was possible because of my abilities and power? No, it was God who made it possible. He showed peace to many people. And that's not all. When I was visiting those countries, people saw that a light was above me and took pictures of me. When doing this kind of work, we need God, and we should be people that the world needs. All members of the global community should become messengers of peace. Do you agree? Everyone should become a messenger of peace. All countries should acknowledge this and make an effort to create peace. Isn't that so? There is the one who created this earth. The Creator created this earth. But Christianity says that people who were created committed sin, and the Creator had to leave the earth as a result. But the time has come for God the Creator to come back. He promised to return to the earth, and it is recorded in the scriptures when and where he will come back. The scriptures even talk about what kind of signs will appear when it is time for God to return. When such signs appear, it would be time for God's return. Before God comes, the world is ruled by the evil one. But since God is the Creator, and He is the one who created the world, how much would He love His creation? He would love it greatly. So the Creator and the creation will become one family and live together in this world. Then the world will be such a happy and wonderful place. It will be a world of paradise. Yes, it will be. Faith comes from understanding. It comes from understanding. I'm sure that all families in all countries, regardless of who they are, would want to live well in comfort. No one would want to be in a war fighting. Isn't that the case? So we, HWPL, have worked on something, and that is legislating peace and cessation of war through international law. Under the current international law, the use of force is allowed in certain circumstances, so it alone is not enough to end wars. That is why we started this international law initiative. We appointed 21 members of the HWPL International Law Peace Committee. Now our ultimate goal is to have our declaration passed by the UN, but because of the pandemic situation, the process is halted at the moment. But once the United Nations reviews and approves it, this declaration on cessation of war will be adopted into international law. The document contains provisions saying that states should live on their own land and they should not invade other weaker states and cause them pain. These provisions are well written in the declaration. Whether they are well off or not, they should live in their own countries. Freedom is the greatest of all things. Freedom is the greatest thing. How great would it be to create such a free world and leave it as a lasting legacy for future generations? Instead of just talking about peace with our lips, we created something that could actually bring peace. It calls for an end to weapons of mass destruction and an end to wars and conflicts as well. It calls for establishing peace monuments, which is taking place even at this moment. Isn't it great? Also, for the sake of peace, I have asked many people for their cooperation and worked in a way that they could acknowledge. But time keeps passing by. Then as time passes, shouldn't the work improve more and more? It should improve. This peace movement should teach about peace in homes and schools, even elementary schools. We need to keep this in mind. We, HWPL, are providing schools with teaching materials on peace. When they learn and accept all of this content into their hearts, who will love their country, their people? The people will love their country. The country will love their people. Wouldn't they? This is our hope and desire. Dear family of peace, let's not forget this. And I hope we always communicate and keep in touch with each other. It would be very nice to ask each other questions on the phone and exchange letters and correspondence. We should do so. Do you know about the first article of the Constitution of the Republic of Korea? The first article has two parts. It states that the Republic of Korea shall be a democratic republic, and all state authority shall emanate from the people. So I believe it is not right for government workers paid by the people to trample on the people, oppress them, or make them anxious. True politics is about allowing the people to live a safe and comfortable life, isn't it? Also, Jesus, the Son of God, taught to love our neighbors as ourselves. Then, we should love one another, being the same people. And we should also create a developed country and pass it to our future generations so that they can live well. It is what we should accomplish. Let's not forget this. So the whole world should transform into a place of love without any war, dispute, or conflict, according to the will of the Creator. Family peace. Let's all take part in this work. We should not just sit on our hands. Let's exchange letters and cooperate in order to create such a beautiful world. Look at the flowers out there. These beautiful flowers blossom, and we hear birds sing as well. How wonderful is it? Without this kind of earth, we will all die in pain. Because we were given such a good place to live in, we should make it more beautiful. Family of Peace, I would truly appreciate if you will shine light to the world as beautiful members of peace. Let us become the true light that shines on the whole world. This is my true hope and desire. Thank you. Now, I would like to close this message by shouting the phrase that we always say at the end. May great blessings be with all of your families and countries, and all families and countries should become one. Isn't that so? Then the whole world will be united in peace. I will close with the phrase, we are one. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that speech. Regardless of nationality, ethnicity, or religion, I believe that inspired the entire global community to become peace messengers and join the call for peace. Bringing peace in the global village starts from love for humanity, with a sense of care for one another. We share the vision of a world of peace, where freedom and equality are a norm, where cultural values and diversity are respected, where all of humankind forms a connection with the spirit of peace, a world where everyone is treated fairly and protected by the law of peace. An era of peace and life that does not require unnecessary sacrifice any longer. That vision we share today will start from institutionalizing peace. In Ukraine, precious lives in their youth are diminishing in the face of war. Who is this war for if it drives the vulnerable into harm's way? And what could ever repay the lost life? HWPL hopes that the situation in Ukraine will come to a peaceful resolution and urges every country to join in unison to support and act for the restoration of peace. Now is the time to take courage and sound our voices and take action to protect invaluable lives and build a legacy of peace. Equal societies, safeguarding fairness and safety through the rule of law of peace. Institutionalizing peace will be the bedrock for that goal. Truly realizing peace will be achieved when our minds and hearts worldwide act as one. I think that statement makes this global gathering for peace even more meaningful. Now we will take a moment to take a photo to commemorate this meaningful moment. As we pose for the camera, we will shout together, "We are one." Hold up your right index finger, and at the count of three, we will shout, "We are one," and hold for 10 seconds.
Yes.
Let's go ahead. Shall we shout together? One,
yes.
Two, three. We are one.
We are one.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10.
brings the HWPL's 6th annual commemoration of the Declaration of Peace and Cessation of War to a close. I hope this event provided opportunities to discover ideas and answers for concrete action for peace through the DPCW and peace in our daily lives. We fully support all messengers of peace working hard to establish peace. With that, we will close the HWPL's 6th annual commemoration of the DPCW. See you again at the May 25th commemoration of the HWPL Declaration of World Peace. Thank you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It's good to see you again. So did everybody watch the video well? I hope everybody did. So it is rewarding to see the work of peace that is happening throughout our world today. So during this time, we'll actually come to a wrap up with some announcements. First, what did we see in the video? We've seen the value of the DPCW for religious peace and institutionalization. We've seen the active roles leaders and supporters are taking for the pursuit of peace. And in this video, we have seen that we will still have the determination and the resolve to bring wars to an end and bring a legacy of peace for future generations. In this video, we also have seen the importance of dialogue between religions. My friends, old and new, it is good to see all those who have came before, and I also see some new faces as well. Thank you for coming. But it'll be even better to see you next week on the 26th, where we will host our month of March dialogue, our warp dialogue, that will happen next week, Saturday on the 26th. The topic for that will be figurative language and scripture. So it was great to see you today, but it'll be even better to see you next week as well. I invite you to that, my friends. Any media representatives who are here with us today, you can get the press materials from the contacts of the from HWPL. We'll also have the email that will be posted in this chat as well, so if you can see that, you are welcome to it. If anybody would like to register for HWPL, a link will also be provided and send you to the HWPL website. And if also if you would like to support the DPCW, it'll be in that same link as well. So, in conclusion, my friends, HWPL has been working to end wars and create peace on this earth so that it can be a lasting legacy for future generations. This year marks the 6th annual anniversary of the efforts that are shown. Let us work hard for not only ceasing fire, but also ceasing war. Let us prepare ourselves well. Let us come together as a family. Let us come together in love and live hand in hand. Let us be the true light that shines upon the whole world. We are what? We are
one.
Thank you. Have a great day. I'll see you next week.
All right. Fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That was great.
Thank you all.
Thank you, HWPO.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you.
HWPO.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you, religious leaders.
Thank you, leaders.
Thank you so much, everyone.
I took a thank you, Dr. Winshu.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes, yes, that was fantastic.
So, yes.
And so many eloquent speakers, and the message is so profound, you like want to just let it seep through the soil and get into the, into the bloodstream of everyone around the world. But you know one thing that really stuck with me was starting the educational process.
Yes.
In school.
Yes.
And not only in the higher education learning, but in the,
elementary schools. Yeah.
Yes. That's, if we could get that curriculum.
That is what
in
they.
In most of our schools.
Yes. We will definitely be doing that. Matter of fact, they called me the other day and said they want to work with a female solution and initiating that and circulating that, because we've been saying for a long time that we have to teach this philosophy of peace.
It's a taught, like you said, a taught philosophy of peace and love
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't matter what religion, who you believe in, who
right.
you don't believe in. It's all one
yeah.
one unit. And the gentleman from South Africa, I like how he stated that he has his religion,
mm-hmm.
but if he opened up to question
yeah.
what his teachings was, and try to figure out how we can bring that all
yeah.
together. Because
how can
we learn something, we hear something, but it's how we perceive it is not necessarily the way it should be.
Right.
So we have to, you know, when we find something that's questionable, question it.
Yes, go ahead and question.
Don't just because somebody told you, okay, that's all hunky-dory. No.
Yeah, this is how it is,
you
and that's
it. Question it. You have to feel it in your spirit
yes.
that it is right.
Right.
And a lot of stuff, we just follow the leader, and that's how we get hung up in drama.
Yeah, that's right.
But thank you so very much for bringing this. And I look forward to maybe directing some youth into
yes.
traveling to these events.
Yes, I think that would really inspire them. And I tell you, I was awed when I went there both times, the first and second time I went. I think I went, what did I go, in 2017, 2018, I think, when I went to the International Peace Conference, and they have hundreds and hundreds of volunteers, young people
mm-hmm.
just taking off work, school, life, whatever, and just giving their time to organize this global effort. And I was just awed at the commitment of these young people. And I was like, well, what was it that made you decide to give this kind of committed time to this organization and this effort? They said, we believe in the purpose. We believe in the cause.
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, it was just amazing. And they're just so disciplined, so organized, so prepared with how to greet people, how to host each guest. You know, each person who came to this event in South Korea had their own personal guide that would take them around, show them things, make sure they knew where to go and eat, and you know, take them to various places in the city. I toured the Korean War Memorial Museum, and it was like thousands of years of history of war that had happened in that region between China and Japan and Korea, and they just got to the point where that's enough. We need to stop killing each other.
Right.
Pardon me.
God bless you.
So, I mean, it was just, I was awestruck. But I think what happens when you've had war on your own soil, you're more sensitive to the devastation of it. I think one
yes.
of the reasons why Americans aren't as sensitive as maybe some of these other nations is the only time we've actually had war on this soil was the American Revolutionary War and the Civil War.
After that,
we sent people somewhere else, so we didn't really see the dying. We just saw people brought back, you know, in a casket or a body bag or whatever, but we didn't see the killing happening outside our front door or in our home. So the urgency, the sense of urgency to not use war as an option, it's not as fervent here as it is for those people who are living in it. And that's
uh-huh.
that's why we have to be able to empathize with what they're living in.
Yeah, you will not be able to actually know in its totality, but we could see and we can imagine, you know, because our imaginations
yeah.
are strong.
Yeah, we can imagine how awful.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Having to walk from your home for 100 miles in the cold.
Ooh.
You don't want to walk to the bus stop.
Yeah, two blocks.
But having to only carry what you could
yeah.
of your livelihood,
yeah.
not knowing what's going to be when you get back
yes.
home.
If your home will even be there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're able to get back to your
home. You might never be able to come back home. I mean, it's an awful thing.
And where are
thing.
You going?
And what, you don't, what, sometimes you don't
what
know.
What's going on?
And
yeah, we see the people receiving folks, but we know that this is a pit of folks to take advantage of other people.
Yes, you have to flee your country and try to make it the best way you can. First of all, you have some countries that won't let you in, or if they let you in, like you say, they exploit you. I mean, you have to take whatever you get because you can't go back. So you end up being misused, forced to work for low or no wages almost. A lot of sex trafficking happening. I mean, it's just so much exploitation of people in these desperate situations.
And suicide and murder.
Yeah.
Just imagine you not wanting your infant to be raised in this situation or to come up. I think about how the stories were on the slave ships, how they said the mothers threw their children
overboard
because they didn't want them to live like this.
Yeah.
And other situations. I mean, just... We are not living in it, and I heard somewhere where folks did not believe because they did not experience. I think that was with the Holocaust. They were saying, oh, that didn't really happen because they did not experience it. But it happened.
It happened. It happened, and there are some people who survived, and they will tell you, yes, it happened. It was horrible. It was unbelievable. It happened. And people are traumatized still. Whoever lived with it, they're traumatized. And, you know, another thing, soldiers who had to experience killing people, they're traumatized.
Right.
Because they have to live with the guilt that they were a part of it. They saw horrible things that your soul just should not even witness. And they come back here, and they're not mentally right. And sometimes we've had it happen. People snap and just kill up their whole family.
Right,
you want to, what happened
right,
in that brain?
Right.
But
I'm thinking about, you know, 4th of July, and I'll repeat this. You know, you're blowing off those fireworks and whatnot, but that brings back memories to those who were in conflict.
Yes. I have seen... where veterans flip out at the sound of fireworks and just, you know, suddenly go diving for the floor, you know, and you're like, what are you doing? It's a firecracker. But that's, you know, automatic response. I mean, it's awful. I don't know how people can be that insensitive to want to bring back the sound of gunfire to people who are already shell-shocked. Why would that
because
be fun?
They're not
sensitive.
They're not paying attention.
Yeah.
They only focus on what their joy is.
Yeah. Oh, this is a tradition. You know.
Yeah. This is how we've been doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and I see all the money that is spent. I'm like.
And that's always the bottom line. Somebody wants to make some money. So you got the places that are all set up for every year. You know, the fireworks shows and everything. And so they just choose to continue doing it, even though it's traumatizing people.
Right. Just take a flag and wave it.
Yeah. You want to feel patriotic? Just wave a flag. Yeah. Sing some songs or something. Just wave a flag. I mean, but you don't have to have the sound of killing as part of your celebration.
Joy.
Yeah.
There's nothing joyful about it.
Nothing joyful about that? So,
Not at all. So, I don't know if we have any callers, but if you want to call and comment, it was a wonderful event that we just experienced. 515-605-9325. Press 1 because your comments, your statements are very important to us. And if you're not ready to comment or we don't get to you, just remember that the entire show was taped and you can go back and review it on Blog Talk Radio and well as Facebook.
Yes.
With the Female Solutions.
Right.
So join in, come in. I don't know if we didn't do our commercials.
I Yeah, we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. And, of course, if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, just give us a call, 515-605-9325. And, again, press 1, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. And we will be right back after this quick break, so stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Move Around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325, and press 1 to speak.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Well, we are back.
Yes, thank you. Wow, I certainly hope that everyone has your own self-love.
Your own self.
And from there, grow peace. Are you at peace within yourself? And if you're not, find out how you can. Coming here to the Female Solution each and every day, there's an option for you to learn, to get educated, to be supported in your journey, in your life journey. This is not something where you are today is not where you're going to be forever.
Right.
So you will evolve. Now, you may slip on that ladder to the top and just pick yourself up and grow. But in the meantime, continue to nurture that love of yourself, which will then expand on love and peace for your village and for the world.
That's right.
Have to focus on that. I don't know if we had anyone who tapped in that wanted to share anything.
Well, I had some texts from people who said thank you for showing. So I guess we had a lot of viewers, and I let them know that they can still call in. We'll be here till 2:00, and comment on what we saw. It was really awesome to know that there are so many people around the world that really are in harmony with the idea of us eliminating war from our culture everywhere. And we can do that. But like you just said, it starts with yourself. If you know how to simply stay calm in a situation where you might be in disagreement with someone, if you know how to be kind to someone, if you know how to be empathetic or compassionate, that's where it starts. Because when we have compassion, then we think of ways to solve people's problems before those people erupt in a desperate act of violence. I mean, just look at the homeless situation. You know, our host Zelda, she's been going out and helping the homeless with heaters and clothes and food and other people who are doing those things. But you think about somebody, like you mentioned, folks having to walk 100 miles with just what you have, what you can carry on your back, and don't know where you're going to go. Well, think of a homeless person. You're desperate. You don't know where your next meal is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times people won't let you even stay inside a bus shelter and get warm, and so you're out in the cold. So how easy would it be for that kind of a situation to drive someone to rob a person just so they could buy some food or buy some time inside a warm place?
It happens all the time.
That's why it
happens. You know, we may be in a warm home, but we're having that same problem. Where is our next meal coming from?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to pay our bills? And it seems like everything is going up. I can't figure it out why they gave us all this stimulus money so we could stimulate the economy and spend the money, and
everybody's
now,
back broke again.
A year later, they're raising the rate because they want people to stop spending money. I don't understand.
Doesn't make any sense, does
the concept or the logic.
There is no logic.
I just don't get it. But that's where we are now. You know, people are going up on their rent. The rent moratorium is over. So now folks are going up
to get back the money that they lost.
$600 a month. We were struggling to pay what we were paying. Now you're going up.
Everybody seems to be trying to recoup whatever losses they had. And that's why everything
you're
going up.
You're recouping it off the back of somebody who doesn't have it now.
Right.
We're going to have squatters, or we're going to have people fighting in the legal system that can't be afforded. You can't see anybody. I know that the pandemic farm is going to be in full bloom this year
we
need some groceries.
We're going to teach people how to find the food that's right in front of you, because you know our earth feeds us. We just haven't learned what is edible, because we've been so disconnected from the earth. We'll look at a plant that could actually be very nourishing and say, oh, let me kill that weed, because we don't know.
And I've done that. I've done that around my own home. That's why I'm skeptical about actually growing, because I put so much stuff down in the ground to kill the grass.
and the killing weed. Everything. Yeah, killing the dirt.
So now I have to use pots.
Yeah.
With fresh soil to grow my things. But even if you're in an apartment, as we talked about Zelda
yeah.
lives in an apartment.
Growing food in an apartment, yeah.
She grows some of her food.
You can do that.
In that setting. So it doesn't matter where you are. Even if you're in an apartment that doesn't get good light, maybe they're somewhere outside your apartment.
You know, set it next to a window or something. You know, find a way to give the plant what they need. Just like people need sunlight, fresh air, you know, things that can make you feel vibrant. We need those things.
Right,
because we're
plants.
Yeah, we're plants.
We're killing children. You're growing like a weed.
That's right. I don't have to do anything. You just spring up, you know.
You're just springing up. So there was mention that there is a connection to join HWPL, to join the other, these acronyms, the DPCW, and to join the
IWP.
So will we be able to get those connections on and have them broadcasted onto our magazine?
I believe we'll be able to. Let me scroll the website link so that those who want to go and find out more about HWPL, they can find out all of the various facets of it, everything from the global activities to your local chapters to the women's peace group, the youth peace group, and the monthly dialogues, because every month they have a dialogue with religious representatives, people who are willing to discover what commonalities they have in their religions, so that rather than argue about whose God is right and whose religion is right and whose prophet is right and I'm killing you because you don't follow my person, you know, all that insanity, we can look at where are we believing really essentially the same thing. It might be different words, might even have been revealed at a different time, but what is the essential teaching that is the same?
Yes. Yes, and all of it teaches, even though people go out and if you don't agree with what their philosophy is, people still teach love and peace, yet they can't stick with it because of the arrogance and the narcissism.
Yes.
We talked about narcissism. People, you know, they just have this. It's mine. I'm in control. I'm the dictator. You do what I say.
Do what I say.
I'm upset because of 50 years ago, you conquered me, so now I've been building this up to take you over, and this war is just, it's like children playing in the sandbox. And they're trying to see what team they're going to be on. You know how folks, captains pick a team,
and they
get down to pick the good ones in here, and then you got this one that's in the middle, and who's going to pick that last one?
Yes.
You know, and that seems like what we're doing now with a certain group. Who's going to satisfy? You know, you got to walk on eggshells. You got to say everything just precisely right, or it will be taken aback. When the president, our president, stated the other day about Putin being a war criminal, when he said it, he was in a situation where it wasn't, it was just somebody, as he was walking in the crowd, one of the reporters asked this question. everything or nothing like that when you said it. And then look at how it's escalated.
Yeah.
So you have to
be careful what you say.
Right,
especially when you have a position of authority. You can't talk off the top of your head. Your speech has to be planned because you could say something. It could be misinterpreted or taken to mean something threatening, and next thing you know, you got somebody want to retaliate. So
Also, somebody escalated. That's why I like one of our other former presidents who kept a lot of stuff to his chest.
Yeah.
He didn't tell all this, but you can't
say everything.
Everything you about to do.
Yeah, you can't.
And folks can't be expecting you to tell it.
That's right.
So how are you going to be an effective leader and an effective chess player if you're going to tell the people in advance what your moves are?
Yeah, you're going to telegraph all your moves. That's not smart. So for those people who want to go to the HWPL website, that's hwpl.kr. That's hwpl.kr. Go to that site and
not if they want to go. That's where you
need
should
to go.
Go.
You should go.
Yes. Everybody in earshot and share it.
Yes.
Share it with people that you think might be in the same mindset. When you're coming together collectively in your groups, in your units, because everybody's got a team.
That's
everybody's got a club.
Everybody's got something they belong to. So share this with whatever group you're with. And I believe that we'll see an escalation of this whole mindset of peace locally, nationally, and internationally, because nobody really enjoys the fear of violence. Nobody does. Nobody enjoys it. Nobody's having fun with it. We all want it to stop. We keep thinking it's the other people have to do something, but really it's each of us on the inside of ourselves. We have to create the vibration of peace within ourselves. And will see.
And peace and love goes with any topic.
Yes.
Just like travel. You can partner it with any topic. Peace and love is people. So you can't say I'm in the food, my food club. It doesn't concern you.
Yes, it does.
It does.
It does. Whatever
it
is.
It concerns you. Everything.
Peace and love
concerns you.
That's right.
You know, how are you going to be happy at feeding people and they receive your recipe that you experimented on?
That's right. Everything must be done with love. Well, we got to go. And this has really been a fantastic show. Thank you so much, Deborah, for giving us an opportunity to expand their connection. Pray about it.
We've come to the end of our show today. But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
All righty, we are done.